AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Power, fuel, and patience appear to be in short supply as efforts to help evacuate civilians are being met with resistance in Gaza. CBS's Christian Benavidas.
Hospitals in northern Gaza are essentially out of service. Inside of Al-Shifa Hospital, newborns had to be taken off incubators because there's no electricity.
Any attack in the medical care at the moment is an attack in humanity.
Israel says Hamas militants are using Al-Shifa as their command center underground.
President Biden's top Middle East advisor is heading to the region this week to assist in the ongoing hostage negotiations. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that the U.S. will do whatever is necessary to protect U.S. troops if attacks against them do not stop. Iranian-backed militias have attacked U.S. bases in Syria and Iraq almost every week since Hamas attacked Israel. Iran is also hiring hitmen around the world to intimidate, abduct, and assassinate people it considers enemies of the regime. 60 Minutes correspondent Leslie Stahl speaks with former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
The price for me would be $300,000, which I have to say I found insulting.
So what exactly was the plot against you?
The Revolutionary Guard sought to procure either my kidnapping or my assassination, not directly by a Revolutionary Guard's member, but by seeking a hitman who would carry out the job either in the U.S. or abroad.
We talked to the FBI and several intelligence agencies, and they told us that Iran's efforts are becoming more frequent and bolder.
South Carolina Republican Tim Scott is bowing out of the 2024 race for the White House. Political analyst Larry Sabato says three debates could not propel the senator to the top.
He had a chance to do very well, and I think a lot of people expected him to be one of the top runners, but his campaign just never took off.
In Seoul, South Korea and the United States are shaking hands right now on expanding joint military drills and strengthening cooperation with Japan to better deter and punish any North Korean attack. Steer clear of I-10 in Los Angeles. California Governor Gavin Newsom is among those urging commuters to work from home heading into what promises to be an ugly morning rush. This is Cruz's attempt to get a handle on the structural integrity of the freeway, among other concerns.
The hazmat problems are real, and as a consequence, we're taking that seriously as it relates to debris removal before our contracting crews get in.
It's all from a fire. Expect plenty of company for Thanksgiving. AAA says 55.4 million Americans will travel. This is
make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 33 overnight under clear skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs around 54, lows level off around 32 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
Oh, it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Happy Friday, November 10th. Calvin is on the board, Greg Bach and Carol Kane with me in studio, and you can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Yes, if you want to call and or text. Coming up at 11:30, we are going to open up the phone lines and talk about the veterans in your life who you would like to give a shout out to and give some honor to.
As we should.
As we should. Tomorrow is officially Veterans Day, even though the local parades all happened last weekend. So we very much want to recognize these people who put everything on the line for us.
And many of them do more than just a tour. They dedicate their lives to the military.
Yes.
And they're very driven. And so it really is a time that we should stop and say thank you.
So start thinking about who you would like to give a shout out to. We're going to start that coming up at 11:33. Right now, though, as he does every Friday at this time, Dr. Michael McCutcheon is here, our resident life, relationship, career coach, who draws on his training in counseling psychology to help us improve our relationships, set and achieve goals, and overall just fix our lives. If you ever want to reach out to him, you can find him at thedrmichael.com. Michael McCutcheon, good morning, my friend. How are you?
We're having a little bit
We're having some audio issues.
Yep. I'm just going to see if he's going to sign back on or if he can call in. And
he can always call.
Yep.
844-967-2789. We're going to talk about a recent case that he dealt with. A 37-year-old woman who wants a family more than anything. She hasn't found the right guy, and she feels like time is running out.
Okay.
She had her eggs frozen this year. I'm frightened I won't ever be married or be a mother. I have a younger sister, and I see her with her husbands and kids, and it makes me really happy for her, but I'm also very envious at the same time. This is a big one. I keep meeting guys in bars and clubs, and then we end up going home together, but they always ghost me after that. I've begun drinking more and taking part in some light drug use when I'm going out because I'm so nervous I won't meet someone, and it helps me loosen up. What can I do to break the spell? I feel like all the good ones are taken or they live out of town. Dr. Mike, do you have any advice on how to find Mr. Right? Dr. Michael McCutcheon, good morning, my friend. This is a tough one.
I heard it. This is, first of all, good to see you all. Y'all look great, by the way. This is so hard. And the first thing I think is so obvious about this is that we always say meeting the right kind of people in the right kind of places is the wrong kind of people in the wrong kind of places. I feel like that's kind of the easy gimme slam dunk answer here. But the other thing that I was thinking about when you were talking is sort of what she said at the very beginning about how badly she wants to have this kind of a life and how she sees her sister living this kind of a life. And then you go to these other places and engage in these other kinds of activities and look, hey, live your life. You want to have a couple drinks, you want to have some light drug use. We just had this caller call in a few minutes ago, and you said, don't judge or lest you be judged, right, Jane? And so we're not going to judge here. But I will say this. When you first meet somebody, we do have a first impression, don't we? We do have a first impression of people. So I think if you meet somebody out, I fear for this person who wrote in that the first impression they might be giving is not what's actually in their heart, right? It's probably not that they, if I met somebody out and I saw that they were in a bar or a club and they were drinking a bunch and or they were on drugs and they wanted to go home, you know, the first time that I met them, I might not think this is a person who, quote unquote, wants a family more than anything. That might not be my first impression.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And so I if I'm giving, you know, very harsh and direct feedback to this person, I might say, if that's what you want more than anything, start thinking A, about where you're meeting people, but B, can you start having that be, you know, the impression that you're giving and having that be, you know, the, you know, if you want that to be the foot that you're putting forward first, if what they're seeing first from you is, I'm a bit of a party girl and I'll go home with you.
Let's go home and hook up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then I might not be getting, oh, this person wants what their sister has and wants the happy family with the, you know, with the white picket fence. So, I think that would be my first thought with that is not that, you know, it's not quote unquote too late for you. I mean, obviously you're doing all the things in the background, you're, you know, eggs frozen, you're talking with us about it. I can see that you really, really want that, but I just don't think that going out and showing people this party side of you and then trying to text them or call them days later, set up the first impression is not one that you can ever get back. And you're probably meeting party boys and then they're wondering, why is this person trying to set up a wine and cheese date with me? Yeah. And saying, you know, hey, let's go look at houses in good school districts, buddy. Like, well, who is this girl? It's not the person that I met who was dancing on tables and trying to get high with me. Right. That's a very, very, it's a very confusing thing. I would imagine being on the receiving end of that. Don't you think?
Well, and I think too, sometimes women believe that sex will lead to a relationship, and that rarely works out. I think.
Yeah. I agree with you. I do.
You know, hooking up is one thing. And like you said, this is no judgment zone. I'm not going to judge you for that. But if you're going to start with sex and expect it to turn into something greater, I think you have you have it backwards.
Well, and you know what? You tell me what you think about this idea, Dr. Mike, because in this day and age, she's really got the eggs are frozen, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. She's got that alternative. What's stopping her, instead of that desperate search for a partner, what's stopping her from taking matters into your own hand? Take a look at your circle of friends and who your support system is, and maybe just throw caution to the wind and just do it on your own.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that. Yeah, I think there's also this idea of, you know, we talk about the idea of attachment, Carol, when we talk about being a tower attached to, say, our partners in our lives or how we are attached to our parents. But there's also this idea of attachment to how attached we are to our ideas, how attached we are to right and wrong or how things should be. Right, Carol?
Yeah.
So I think that what we saw in the first couple sentences of what this person wrote, right, how attached she is to her younger sister and how this is how much she wants this life and how she said envious or jealous, Jane.
Envious,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that's the way that it needs to be for this person, right? And so I think, Carol, you're right there. There's a lot of ways to be happy, aren't there? I think there's about a million ways you could be happy. You could be happy in lots of different states and lots of different careers with lots of different partners, and you could be a parent in various different ways. So Carol's spot on. I think that if you really want to be a parent, you can be a parent. The eggs are frozen. You can be a parent on your own, and you could also still be married. Does it have to be in this order, right? Can it be parent, married later, right? If you want to do it, you can do it in any order. You can be a parent with a friend. Do it with a village. You could do it. There are a lot of ways to be happy.
Well,
right? What do you think, Rick?
Yeah. Right. And once, if you do this, there are so many different options to join different things with your child and maybe meet somebody who's, you know, who is single, who has his own children, and you can make a blended family. It's better than going to the bars and taking drugs.
Yeah. I mean, the further we go with a lot of things in life, I think we start to do things. I work with a lot of people who eventually come to me because they say, you know, I have a psychologist, I have a psychiatrist, I have a personal trainer, I'm on Lexapro, I'm on Valium, I drink a lot, I do all this for my job. And my job pays me a lot of money, but I'm doing all of this because I can do this job, right? And I saw a little glimmer of this in here, right? She's going to the club, and she's got the drinking, and she's now doing the light drugs so that she can not feel so stressed when she's out there trying to go find the love of her life. You're doing all of this contortion, all of this Cirque du Soleil stuff just to get yourself okay to go be out there. Something's not right, you know? I think you're right. I mean, obviously she's bending over backwards to try to make this thing work the way that she thinks it should work. So I think, Carol, you're onto something here. There's an over-attachment to, it's got to be this way, it's got to be in this order, and man, it's got to be right now. And I think if we can let go a little bit of these chains that she's frankly probably partially put on herself, but frankly that society has sort of put on her, if we can let go a little bit of those ideas of what it needs to be, then I think the world will open up for her.
Dr. Mike, real quickly, where are some better places to meet people than bars and clubs? For a 37-year-old person, where should she be looking, do you think?
I mean, honestly, frankly, even just one step over from that, people can meet people. Even on apps are better. You can get to meet people more there. Honestly, remember when people used to meet people through friends?
Yes.
And friends of friends, and you get to know people like who can vouch for you. I'm just going to be totally honest with you. I've now admitted personal things to you 2 weeks in a row. I got married from an app, and I don't care. I think they were great. but friends from work, you know, like have your community introduce you to somebody. Hey, your sister had such good luck. Have your sister set you up, right?
Dr. Michael McCutcheon joins us every Friday at 11:06, our resident life, relationship, and career coach. You can always reach out to him at thedrmichael.com. We never have enough time with you, Dr. Mike. Thank you so very much. We will see you next Friday. Stay with us. Coming up, oh, if only Rosanna Dana were here. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry, who, by the way, joins us every Wednesday at 10:33. Calvin is on the board. Greg and Carol with me in studio. And you can always call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Sorry, I was thinking of Hootie and the Blowfish right there. They're coming. I think they're coming to town.
We just had Dr. Michael McCutcheon on here to Fix Your Life, talking about this 37-year-old woman who really, really, really wants a family, but she hasn't met the right guy. She's had her eggs frozen. She's afraid this is never going to work out for her. And we did have someone check in from listening in Madison. Not only can she have a baby on her own, how about adopting a child that desperately needs a good, loving home? She doesn't need a spouse or a sperm donor for that path. It will do far more good in the world to open her heart to a child that's already here and in need. I am not familiar with the adoption process. I don't know how long it takes. I have heard it's very, very expensive.
I mean, it's depending on what you want. I mean, if you want to go through a service that gets you a brand new baby that can cost you sometimes. I mean, my friends have gone overseas to get their child.
I have somebody that brought a child up from South America. Yeah.
There's also options of going to the foster system if there's kids there who need homes.
And there are so many foster kids who need homes.
And kids who are like 5, 6, 7 years old, too. Yep. And, you know, I understand people want babies. I get that. But, you know, Bridget and I have talked about that in the past. We've said if we ever had a child, we'd probably adopt. Because I feel like, I feel like, and this is just me, if you are of certain means, I mean, we're not rich by any stretch of the imagination, but if you have a certain means, ability, and access, you have a fundamental duty to think about adopting. You don't have to adopt.
But at least consider it among your options.
It should be
right
on the table, yeah, because there's so many kids out there,
yep,
who need wonderful, loving homes.
Absolutely. Hey, just a reminder as well, coming up at 11:33, tomorrow is officially Veterans Day.
Yep.
And we're going to be taking your calls and your texts. We want to hear about the veterans in your life that you would like to honor. So please be thinking about that. And we will kick that off coming up at 11:33. Right now, though, this is a topic that we've talked about a couple times in the last couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, because we had to. There was no avoiding this topic.
Daylight saving time. Okay, we're back in standard time. But I just stumbled on this in the Cap Times. And the first thing I thought of when I read it was, we need Rosanna Danabek.
Rosanna Dana.
That's not bad.
I know.
Because of this letter to the editor in the Cap Times. Dear editor, why do I hate the semi-annual time transitions, writes Richard S. Russell from Madison, Wisconsin. Yours is much better than mine.
Thank you. I've practiced over the years.
For people who don't remember Rosanna Dana, this was a character on Saturday Night Live by the incomparable Gilda Radner, who was hilarious.
Right. She was one of a kind.
Just remarkable characters. But here is the letter from Mr. Russell from Madison, Wisconsin. Why do I hate the semi-annual time transitions? Yes, computers and cell phones update automatically. Many others don't. There are clocks I need to change by hand. The conventional oven, the microwave, the office wall clock that's supposed to be radio controlled but isn't. The battery-operated alarm clock next to my bed. The vintage cuckoo clock my wife has mounted that I need to stand on a chair to get to. The big battery-operated clock on the living room wall that she needs to look at when she's working from home. The dashboard clock on my car, the same on hers. The automatic on-off timer for the outdoor lights. It takes over an hour to get all of these twice a year. With about 100 million households in America, that is 200 million completely wasted hours per year, which accomplishes absolutely nothing.
My car's still not changed. I'm almost like protesting. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. There.
It takes me about a month to get all my clocks changed because I really like clocks.
Oh, you got a ton. Okay.
I love clocks.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I really do.
Well, that's where my lack of sympathy kicks in. You chose that life. And and also, if it takes you an hour, it's 1 hour of one day, of 1 week, of 1 month, of 1 year. And also, they're wrong. It's not 200 million hours of wasted time. I change one clock in my house, one clock in my car, takes me about 2 minutes. I get you don't like it, but deal with it.
You know what I think is more important, actually, than changing of the clocks? If we had, instead of the stupid time change, if we just had a day where it's like, check your smoke detector, moron, because that's what you're supposed to do.
I mean, yeah, honestly, that's what you do. Like, you change your clocks and check your smoke detector. That's I like that idea.
That's not bad.
It's very smart.
That's not bad.
Carol Kane, smart. Very smart.
I still think that if Gilda Radner could run with this.
Oh, absolutely.
And if not as Rosanna Dana, as Emily Letella.
Oh, yeah. She would read it. She wouldn't read. And we're going real back here, folks. If you have any idea, like, go on Peacock.
On YouTube. Go on YouTube.
And watch some of the old episodes. But Emily Letella always read the thing wrong. And it's daylight savings time. And my thought was Emily would have read it as daylight paving time. And of course we pave during the day. Why would you not want to do it? No. Emily, it's daylight savings time. Saving time. Oh, never mind.
Exactly.
If you want a beautiful documentary, I mean a beautiful documentary. Love Gilda.
Yes.
It's a beautiful recounting of her life.
Yes.
In letters she wrote and recorded. So it's her voice doing the narration.
Where can I find that?
I think it's on Hulu.
Oh, I don't have Hulu. Damn it.
Just get Hulu.
Otherwise, she also had a book that was really, really wonderful. Because she ultimately died of cancer.
Yes.
And she described her time when she was in the hospital and how humor kept her going and how humor was so important to her. And at one point, she had a picture of Dr. Kevorkian on her wall.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because it made her laugh.
I mean, if I was ever in that situation, y'all would be like, Greg, not everything is funny about this. Because I would just be making jokes constantly.
All the time.
Constantly. It's the only way I can process these types of situations. It's humor. And my humor gets dark too. A lot of death in my family. And for me, it's not about being reverent. It's about cracking jokes.
To get through the grief.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Veterans Day is tomorrow. We want to hear about the veterans in your life that you would like to honor. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We have a very special song as well that we're going to highlight as we get into that episode. So stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 33 overnight under clear skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs around 54, lows level off around 32 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Thought I was done and on my way, but God had a different plan. I had to spend one more night alone in the valley there. Not my will, be yours be done with every breath. So I laid down on the cot, tried to get a little rest, prayed myself to sleep.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry, Calvin on the board, Carol Kane, Greg Bach with me in studio, and you at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Coming up, just want to remind you, stick around at 1150. Lanice Reynolds, the District Director for the Waukesha County Workforce Development, is going to be joining us. They are having a Veterans Community Resource and Job Fair coming up on Monday. She will be here to explain all of the things that are going to be going on with that. Right now that we're honoring veterans.
Yep.
Tomorrow is Veterans Day. So we want to hear from you about the veterans that you would like to honor. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Want to mention also that song is called Good Morning Vietnam, and it was written by Jordan Fletcher and brought to the attention of our guys in Green Bay this morning by Vietnam veteran Jim Vanderheuvel. And it's really a terrific song about he's almost home, less than a month, and he's got to live through another night without knowing if he's ever going to make it home. It's got to, for those of us who are never served, I think it's really hard to wrap your brain around what our veterans go through and our veterans' families go through.
Yeah, absolutely. No kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad was World War II. Lou was Vietnam. And so, you know, I mean, and I also want to say that the services that are allotted for our veterans are pretty wide and varied and really well encompassed in the fact that there's an awful lot of stuff that is available to them. And I know your father was Navy.
Yes.
But I do we have any texts or anything
we
from
do.
People?
From the 414, my dad was a World War II pilot who flew cargo planes. He stayed in the Air Force after the war was over to fly the remains of soldiers back home. I sadly lost him when I was only 18. He was truly my hero. Stacy from Waukesha. Stacy, so sorry for your loss.
Mm-hmm. My dad was an older... I'm sorry, did I just step on you?
Do your thing, do your thing.
My dad was older when he went into World War II, and he was a captain in a pharmacy in India. He was China-Burma. And the only story my dad ever told was about the mongooses that they kept in the basement when the cobras would get in to the hospital.
Oh,
wow.
And how they would release the mongooses.
Release the mongoose.
Yeah. And I was just always like, you know, wide-eyed. And he's like, and trust me, Carol, the mongooses always won. But go ahead.
No, I was just, go ahead.
No. I just, the story that I want to tell you was just to me so impressive. And we'll get to some text real quick. But this happened to me about a year ago. And I was walking to the grocery store. I'd parked my car and I was walking to the grocery store. And there was this older gentleman and he had this four-pronged cane and he was moving very slowly across the parking lot. And Jane, you know me. Everybody's walking past him. And so I started to walk past, and I'm like, no, I have to turn around to see if he needs some assistance. And as I looked at him, he had a hat on that said, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. All three.
Wow.
And I stopped, and I said to him, I go, were you in all three conflicts? And he said, yes, I was. Army. And I said, my goodness sakes. He goes, no, I made a career out of it, and I wouldn't have had it any other way. And as I walked with him to the grocery store, I found out about his wife, about his sons who lived in Chicago. I found about the birthday party that they had just thrown for him in Chicago. I talked to him about his service and the things that he saw. And it was I get a little verklempt because it was one of the greatest memories that I cherish. And he was so proud. And we got into the grocery store and I said, he was going to get in one of the carts. And I said, do you know how to operate this? He goes, I've been in all these conflicts. I can figure this out. And I'm like, good man. And I stopped and I shook his hand and I said, thank you for your service. And he just looked at me and he smiled and he goes, it was my pleasure.
Oh, that's so
beautiful.
And
then he followed it up with, the mongoose always wins.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Ben from West Bend is joining us. Good morning, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you.
All right. I want to give a shout out to my grandpa. He died in 2005. He was in Korea. He was in the Army Air Corps and Chemical Weapons Disposal.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so he served this.
Did he ever talk to you? Did he tell you much about it, Ben?
Oh, yeah. Tons. He showed me his, he showed me his 45 he kept when he got back. He told me a couple of the stories of stuff that, fun things they would be doing, people smuggling, shipping stuff back and forth from the States to Korea and all that. My uncle Mike, who died not long ago, he was collecting a lot of military stuff. So he had a small museum in West Bend. And my grandpa was an excavator after he got out from 1955 until he passed away in 2005. So.
Well, that's thank you. We're sorry for your loss, obviously, but thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks so much, Ben. 844-967-2789. If you have a veteran in your life or a veteran's family in your life that you want to give a shout out to, tomorrow is Veterans Day. From the 541, World War II, my grandfather served the U.S. Army in Europe, escaped capture before he could be officially tagged as a POW. Two uncles, his sons, also served in the Army during Korea and Vietnam. Two cousins served in the U.S. Marine Corps, one for 4 years and a tour in the Middle East.
Wow.
One medically retired after 18 years and multiple deployments. Happy birthday, by the way, yes, to the U.S. Marine Corps. And the new wife of the retired cousin is a U.S. Navy veteran. As a side note, I served in the Army National Guard for 9 years with one visit to Iraq. My allegiance still lies with my fellow citizens over those I met overseas. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for your service.
Oh,
thank you
gosh.
For your family's service. And that, again, my father was in the Navy. No one else in my family went into any military service. I remember with great clarity when my brother, my oldest brother, who must have been 17, that would leave me, make me about 12.
Okay.
When he got the letter with his number in it.
Oh, my gosh.
From the draft board for the Vietnam War.
Oh.
And he did not get drafted, but I can remember sitting around the table at lunch with all of us around the table.
Yeah.
And Dad came in and delivered the mail, and Tom just stopping, and the whole table stopped until he opened it up and saw that he did not get drafted, which was not the case for so many, many, many others.
Right.
My father was in the Air Force, and he did not get... He joined in 57, because yeah, he could join right out of high school, and he missed Korea, and I think by the time he got out Vietnam, he had gotten out in time to miss Vietnam. But my uncle, his brother, served in Vietnam. My great uncle served in World War II, and I didn't find that out until after he had died.
Wow,
he never talked about it, and he wasn't a... You know, we paint the picture of this silent, solemn man who fought in World War II. He couldn't shut him up. He was a jokester. He was a funny guy. But he also served in World War II. And when I went to his funeral, they had one memory board completely devoted to his picture, like his in uniform, 21-gun salute when he was buried.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, and we have service people in my family. My dad's whole thing was, I served for opportunities to give you a life where you don't have to do that. Like for him, it wasn't I'm doing this to defend my country. He's like, I see an opportunity, I'm going to take it. So my kids will have a leg up. And weird story. I applied to be in the Marines.
And you did.
Yeah. I got rejected because I was, they call you. So this is my experience. Reached out to a recruiter, said, hey, I'm interested in the Marines. I felt like my life was going in not a great direction, and I needed some discipline. I'm
sure.
Like, who could discipline a young kid better than the Marines? And get a call from the Marines recruiting office. They go over some stuff, and they, you know, like, what's your height? What's your age? What's your weight? Well, that was a red flag. When I said my weight, they're like, well, you're too heavy to be. I'm like, you guys are just whipping me into shape. Just give me like 2 months, and I'll be fine. Whatever. But the thing is that that conversation took place in March of 2001.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know how to tell that story without knowing that anyone who, you know, there were a lot of people who signed up for the military because of September 11th.
Absolutely.
There were a lot of people who were in it before, and they served and they fought and they possibly died or came back with. I don't want to say I was lucky. I don't believe in that, because that means that there's a sense of like me over you. But I feel like there was an advantageous spirit then. Like I got rejected. For me, I was like, well, then to heck with the military. I'm done with this. Because I would have probably been shipped over.
Most likely.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. We're taking your calls and your texts if you would like to honor a veteran in your life, and certainly veterans' families. I think about how long wives and spouses children have to go, how long they go without their other parent, and the sacrifices that they have to make, and the juggling that those households must have to do compared to those of us who are not serving.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it is a, and once again, I think for many people that join voluntarily, it is a calling.
Yes.
They want to do something for their country, and it's so selfless, and it's wonderful.
John from the Falls checking in on the text line. Good morning, everyone. Just wanted to say I'm thinking about my dad who died 1 year ago tomorrow on Veterans Day. Sorry for your loss, John. I miss him a lot. I'm thankful for the service he provided to his country and just for being a great dad. I'd also like to honor my father-in-law, a veteran, who died 6 months ago.
Wow.
And has been an amazing role model for me. I miss both of my dads.
Mm. I'm sorry. It really is very sad when that happens. I mean, I lost my dad in 2000. So, but like I said, he was much older when he went into the service.
Right.
Because he was born in like 1911.
We got one more call. We're going to fit in. Kate from Madison is joining us. Good morning, Kate.
Hi there. I just wanted to thank you for doing this topic today. It's meaningful to so many, including me. I just put my father with my mother at Arlington National Cemetery this year.
Oh, wow.
He was 93 years old. He was a walking paraplegic because he got out of a jet crash and lived.
Wow.
And was a veteran for so many years. And I, after that service at Arlington, I have a whole new appreciation, just another level of appreciation for what people do for this country. So many people.
Right.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary experience. Yep. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Thank you so much, Kate. Really appreciate it. We are going to head on to the next segment, and we're going to tell you about some opportunities for veterans and their families. We're going to have a special guest. Lanice Reynolds is going to be joining us to talk about a veteran community resource and job fair that's happening this coming Monday. Stick around for that. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Yeah.
Myself to sleep, 45 on my chest. Words can't tell what I felt when I felt the warmth of that rising sun. But good morning, it's a good morning. Oh, good morning, good morning, Vietnam. Yeah. Good morning, Vietnam.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I hear people talking bad about the
good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, 10 minutes before high noon. The noon news is coming up, followed by the wonderful Todd Allbus Show from noon until 2 o'clock, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Greg is here. Carol is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And you can always join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. There is an event coming up this Monday. If you live in Waukesha, and actually it's not just for people, I assume, who live in Waukesha, but a wonderful event called Succeeding After Service, a Veteran Community Resource and Job Fair. And it's happening this Monday from 9:30 to 12:30 at WCTC, 327 East Broadway, right here in Waukesha. Joining us to talk about this is Lanice Renos. Good morning, Lanice. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing all right this morning.
Wonderful. Well, tell us what's going to be available on Monday. What's all going to happen with this?
Great. Thank you. This, again, you said it right. It's open to all veterans, but it's also open to the general public in Milwaukee and the surrounding areas. There will be 15 local employers hiring. We'll have workforce development partners, veteran resources group. There'll be over 20 resources. We'll have free food bag giveaways, haircuts, photos for family. Also, we'll have the VA mobile lab there. So there's going to be a lot going on this coming Monday, honoring our vets and opening up to community.
And this is a free event. They can just show up, right?
Yes, no registration needed at all. They just can come. We also have workshops going on. There's going to be a lot going on right there on site, and all you have to do is come ready.
Though I think when you mentioned the haircuts, Lanice, I just find that as a big reminder that unfortunately many of our veterans struggle after they're out of the service and are living on the streets or living in conditions that are less than ideal. And if you know someone who is in that situation, this is certainly something that you're going to want to steer them to.
Definitely. We our vets have honored us, and this event is all about recognizing their services, supporting them. You know, they are so selfless. So now it's time for them to be a little selfish, show up for themselves. This is about them pampering them, taking care of them, and making sure that we have the connections that they need to move forward.
I can't imagine how grateful they must be. You know, it must make everybody who's participating in this feel really good that you're actually helping and giving back.
Oh, yes. This was a big collaborative effort, and everybody we reached out to was like, yes, we're on board. We got some free giveaways to give away to them while they're there. I mean, everybody just wanted to see, how can I help? How can I show up? And so that's what happened. They came together, and it's all because of who we're honoring.
Lanice Renos is our guest. She's the district director for the Waukesha County Workforce Development. And we're talking about a special veterans event that is coming up on Monday at WCTC. Lanice, you had mentioned that there are going to be a whole bunch of employers there. Can you be a little more specific?
Sure. Let me see. I have a list of some of the employers that we will have there. We're going to have Ace Precision, we're having Eaton Corporation, we're having Quad Graphics, there's so many. We're having Superior Crane Corporation, and we have the total list. If they visit www.jobcenterwisconsin.com, they can get a list of all the upcoming events, not just that event, but they can also see who exactly is going to be on site.
I'm always concerned sometimes too, Lanice, that not all veterans are aware of all the different things that are available to them, right?
Yes, that is very true. And that's why this event is so important. We're going to have additional resources there. Of course, we're going to have employers there, but we're going to have the VA Mobile Lab Center. And people not familiar with that, this is so important because sometimes veterans need to know about their benefits. How do they access that? And so they're going to have someone right there to help them figure out their benefits, how to access that, how to enroll, reaching those veterans that don't have the connections there. We're going to have, of course, the veterans state reps on site. We're going to have Center for Veteran Issues on site. So if you're a veteran, this is the wraparound service that you need. So I definitely encourage you to come out and connect.
You mentioned various companies that will be there at the event. And I'm noticing that those companies, like, and nothing against, like, you know, entry level, like whether it's fast food or anything, those are jobs are important. But these sound like jobs are like good, solid paying jobs that have like great opportunities. When they get there, is it like a job hiring thing, or are they going to sit down with people from the companies and maybe go into like a program of training and hiring and fostering their education, that sort of thing?
That is a great question. So a lot of the companies, yes, they are great hiring, great start paying rates. We have connections with our workforce center partners that provide the training too. So all of the whole hookup, you know, is going to be there. So if they need the training, if they need the steel toe boots, if they, whatever they need, that's what we're going to have. ready there to connect and make sure we make those connections work.
That's fantastic.
Are there going to be any kind of like medical supplies or medical information available for some of these vets?
We won't have medical supplies. We will have information. The Veterans Health Administration will be there. So we'll have different information that they can gather.
Okay.
And where they can go for what they need.
And ladies, tell us once more where this is happening, what time this is happening, and just a quick recap of all the things that are going to be available this coming Monday.
Great. Thank you again. Succeeding After Service. This is a veteran community resource fair that's open to veterans, active military members, family, and the general supporters. This is going to happen on Monday, November 13th, 9:30 to 12:30 at the Workforce Development Center, located within the WCTC campus, 327 East Broadway, Waukesha, Wisconsin. We're going to have community resources, job fairs, and workshops.
It sounds excellent. Like you've said that a lot of times. That was beautiful. That's just sparkling, just rhythm and awesome. I love it.
The woman knows her material.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lenise, thank you so very much. I hope you have a wonderful turnout. I hope lots and lots of veterans and their families will take advantage of what, as you said, these are pretty much wraparound services. If it's not there, they're going to be able to direct you to the place that you need to go.
Correct. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so
much. Lenise Reynos, the district director from the Waukesha County Workforce Development. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so very much. And thank you so very much for joining us this morning. Coming up, the new news followed by the wonderful Todd Albaugh Show.
The Todd Father.
Todd Father is coming up next. Stay here right on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Running down with life, I'm fighting in a fog that I keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be warned. And you running down my country, man, you walking on the fighting side of me.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m.
Locally grown 1320 a.m. and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 a.m. and W248DE broadcast.